From Santa Barbara, California, Timeless Voyager Radio with Bruce Stephen Holmes. Self-development radio for the open mind. Interviews with leading-edge authors and speakers in the fields of environmental issues, alternative healthcare, new psychology, psychic phenomena, UFOs, and extraterrestrial encounters. And now, Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio, and I have quite a show coming up today. It's going to be very interesting. I don't exactly know what it's going to be about, but I'm going to tell you the name of my guest. Her name is the goddess Irina One. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Bruce. Thank you.
I guess the way we should start is, how did you come up with a name like Goddess Irina One?
Well, it's a title of honor presented to me by one god of the Ninth Order of a celestial organization addressed as Tri-Systems Universe, which is from the planet Jupiter, where their main base is in our solar system, who I have been communicating with since 1975. And by January 1976, I was assigned to a mission entitled Goddess Irina One, Irina is my name, to bring them forth as not only the answer to the UFO mystery, but also answering our call as a voice of God guidance for centuries. And that is how I got my title of honor. I am first on this planet to hear them speak and know who was speaking to me proficiently. Therefore, I was immediately assigned to a mission to bring them forth as the kingdom of the heavens. So far, do you follow me?
Okay, so now I guess what I'm wondering here is you are a spokeswoman for space aliens, is that correct?
I am Informer One for a celestial organization addressed as Tri-Systems Universe, who have been visiting our planet Earth for centuries, addressed as unidentified or UFOs or alien spaceships.
Okay, let's bring this into information that a lot of us understand. You are basically telling me, and I've seen this here, that some interesting things occur. Let's start with the concept of death. When a person dies, you say it is the alien gods who are presenting the light at the end of the tunnel. Explain that to me.
Yes, they pacify us at death. Whatever created the universe into this pattern of evolution of man from the sea, no one will ever know, not even the gods of the Ninth Order, which are the highest evolved in the universe that the elements will allow man to evolve to. They pacify us at death. When we die, our heart stops, but our mind is still very receptive. With its own electrical power, we are able to receive what they transmit to our brain, our center forehead. And this is how you see heaven. You see the light at the end of the tunnel. They will be there to greet us. Several people have died and spoke about this light, bright light at the end of a tunnel, and an alien being or Jesus was there, or the Lord of our planet Earth right now, who speaks to me, and his name is Commander 10. He is the highest in command, Jiro Engelwer. So again, in answer to your question, they are bringing us pacification at our expiration.
All right, hold on now. So you moved into a few things there, so let's back up one thing. Commander 10, who is that?
He is the Lord in reign on our planet Earth right now, in command of all their operations, answering our call as God. God is plural. They are mortal men, and technologically, they are answering our call as God. So therefore, they are there. They bring us the light at the end of the tunnel when we expire. If we are not revived by one of our medics, they will pacify us until our brain cannot pick up what they are transmitting as heaven or a heavenly state. They will pacify us until our brain begins to die.
Why do you use the term pacify?
Well, they pacify us, more or less. They are reading our mind instantaneously. They are bringing back our good deeds or our evil deeds, which therefore we address as heavenly state or hell, an evil state, a good state, or a bad state of mind is what they present back to us. Our entire existence passes before us, and whatever else they wish to give us to pacify us or bring us this heavenly state into dying until our brain completely dies and dissolves with the rest of our body. So you see, we are very mortal, as everything else around us that we see on our planet, on all planets in the universe. Mortality reigneth, as they address.
I'm having a hard time with this. Something about the tri-systems. I'll get better at this as we go through this. You say that people who believe they are reincarnated are actually getting the taped memories of others who have died, and those images are sent telepathically by the aliens from, I guess, their video library. Can you explain that?
Okay, well, that was a misprint about taped memories in the newspaper. Reincarnation does not occur. I will start from the beginning. What happens is that anyone who is under regression or is looking for information on past lives, they will give it to us, but they have a record of everyone's life, whoever lived on this planet, believe it or not. As the old saying goes, God sees everything. Therefore, they will give us information on other people who have lived prior to our existence, but not our own existence. In other words, we don't die and go off, and our soul goes off into an invisible realm of existence for centuries and then comes back into another mortal body here. That is a misconstruence from the very beginning, ever since they started to answer our call and giving us this information of other people. So therefore, anyone who's listening and believes that they have lived before and come back into this existence today is very mistaken. Any information that they receive is coming from the gods, again, of Tri-Systems Universe, or any channeler, let's say, who is looking for information on past lives. It is the information of other people who have lived before us, who have expired, and death reigneth, again, mortality is prevalent in the universe. So you live once, and the only time you come back to life is if your heart stops and a medic revives you, more or less, getting your heart to beat again. Now, presently, this is the only time you come back to life. Do you understand?
Okay, with this information, I guess the question that I have then is what then is the purpose of life?
Well, the purpose of life, no one knows. It's a form of creation by a mystery. The universe reigns as a mystery. As far as the gods know, their records show no one who has created this universe for centuries. And Tri-Systems Universe, throughout our Milky Way galaxy and our solar system, is correlated with four other constellations: Capella Auriga, Vega Lyra, Altair Aquila, and Anchor, the two center stars in the Aquarius constellation, as again correlated with Soltant, which we address our sun. And no one knows, even past our galaxy, we are also correlated with the nearest 20. Tri-Systems Universe is the only organization that's been visiting our planet Earth. So again, no one knows what created the universe. We just know that we are here. As they tell me, I am speaking again for Tri-Systems Universe, the highest order of evolution of man in the universe, number 9. No one knows what created the universe. We know we are here, and they are way ahead of us in evolution. They are the voice of God, or the voice of experience. Our number right now is number 8. So we have to do much refining on our planet Earth, in our order of existence, to reach number 9, which is the highest.
Well, that means we're pretty high then, to be number 8. Isn't that pretty high?
Well, we are number 8, but we are not that much refined, and we are not really correlated with each other as far as colors. You know, we are of different colors on this planet, but we are not very... Number 9 is really a combination of all colors of people, from all animals, man evolved, or creatures everywhere in the universe. But the purpose of life, no one knows. We know that we're here to help each other exist. That's our main purpose.
Okay, so what I'm getting from you then is this. Let me see if I can say this. These commanders from the tri tri-systems area. I even lost that for a second. But anyway, they have been visiting our area, and they don't even know how we were created. Is that correct?
They know we evolved from the sea by the sun's energy. In other words, the sun's energy hits the biological matter in the ocean bottom, evolves to an amoeba, evolves to a fish, and from a fish to a seal, from a seal to an animal, and then a man standing on all fours. The animals that you see around us are number four in evolution. Any animal that's standing up on his two hind legs, say a bear, a sloth, or even an ape or a gorilla, is a number five. Now the next stage, from six to nine, we reign as man and woman in the universe. Six, seven, eight, and nine, we stand as trees. It's the old saying that they taught me, man evolved from the sea, standing as a tree. Good as evil are we. One to nine evolved. As A to Z orbital galaxy, the universe is ordained by a mystery, as we are your God, you see. And this is what I received from Commander Locke Felcher, who is their number one informer, who assigned me to this mission to bring them forth, again, not only the answer to the UFO mystery, guiding our planet Earth to any hostility entering, but also the voice of God or guidance to our people. I must say, if I may at this point, that they do allow their people from Jupiter to come in to research our planet Earth, and that includes several of our being, more or less you've heard of abductees and so forth, and they do wish to apologize for anyone who is suffering some traumatic experience by the manner of the research that was forwarded to our people. They have to come in and research. We had permission by our United States government, is what they tell me, is what I'm receiving now. Again, we apologize severely to anyone we have hurt in our manner of research. This is what I'm receiving momentarily. Now,
You say you were ordained in January of 1976. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? How do they pick you?
Well, they had seen my prior existence, as I think you know by now a little of my background. I was a singer-guitarist for several years, and then a portrait and scenic artist for several years. And then I was praying and heard the gods answer me. Commander Locke Felcher answered me, "We are here, I am your one God." And I also simultaneously saw the lights of their craft over the river behind my home for several months. And then, of course, I heard them simultaneously. And as again, I repeat in answer to your first question, how did I get my title of honor? Commander Locke Felcher answered me. I knew immediately that they were the voice of God as guidance. And he also gave me his vision. He has a very white skin and dark eyes. And this is how I got my mission. And that was in January 1976. I was assigned until 2001. A good 25 years. And when 2001 is here, I may be reassigned again to continue as their informer one, because our planet Earth being want to know who has been visiting our planet for centuries. And when I recognize them as a voice of guidance, and I didn't fear them, they immediately assign them. So now you know that they are addressed as Tri-Systems Universe from the planet Jupiter, which is their main base of operations in our solar system for centuries. In fact, they have presented telepathic to several of our people and prophets, "We are your God," which is a Santa Claus, more or less. This is how we got Santa Claus. It means sacred clause. Again, it means "We are your God." So the voice of God, or God, the kingdom of God, are plural. They are mortal men of the highest order, number nine in the universe. That's all I, you know, wish to say at this point.
Okay, they have bases on Jupiter, Uranus, and on unidentified 10th planet in the solar system called Neplica. What is Neplica?
Okay, there is life right now on the planet Jupiter in the ninth order of evolution, which is number nine. Then there is life of the ninth order also on the planet Uranus. And there is a tenth planet addressed as Neplica, which is way, way out of our solar system, but it is definitely there. It is a gigantic planet. It is very dark and hue. We are not able to see it at the moment from the planet Earth. But there is life sustaining there, also in the ninth order of evolution. In fact, I speak to a Commander Tut, who is a god of the tenth order from the planet Nephilim. I speak to Commander Alan Danderich, who is from the planet Uranus. And, of course, the majority of the gods that I speak to, who are their informers, the tops of the planet, on the planet Earth. They are also based inside our planet Earth. They are not to be feared. They are here to answer our call. All miraculous healing, the light at the end of the tunnel, went to pacify us at death. They answer all psychics, all mediums, spiritualists, all channelers, all the information that we receive telepathically or channeled, or any imagery on cameras or videos or anywhere, televisions or apparitions of Mary, Jesus, or any ghostly figures, ghosts are holy, really. And it is all presented by the gods of Tri-Systems Universe. That's why they're based here, to answer our call as God, because that's all we have. Whatever created the universe way out there and past the Z region that they know of the universe, does not answer our call. It is they who have been answering our call, and to other people on the other planets that I addressed and several others in our solar system, life-sustaining, not today. They are the voice of guidance. They are answering our call as God.
Okay, so if I get this straight then, what you are saying is that without them, the God that we, that, well, let's not say we, but the, for example, the Christians who worship the God Jehovah or Yahweh, you're saying that that God was not answering them, and so these people stepped in to answer and are taking the place of Jehovah or Yahweh. Is that right?
Well, the Christians, of course, are the followers of Christ. Yes, anyone throughout Scripture written, whoever heard the voice of God, heard a voice from the gods of Tri-Systems Universe. For instance, Moses received the Ten Commandments by a commander, Zequel was his name. And as far as the Christians, the followers of Christ, the father of Jesus, Savior, his father was a god of the tenth highest order, Commander Thebeus Christum, was his title of address. He was the Lord in reign approximately 2,000 years ago at that time. There's a change of command every 50 years. Again, Commander Zequel is the god of the 10th order who answered Moses. And Commander Thebeus Christum was the father of Christ's Savior, who conceived Mary. Miraculously, we say, but technologically is how it was done. We address as a miracle. And this is why Jesus' Savior addressed himself, the Son of Man. He did address himself in Scripture as the Son of Man in several places, and that's exactly what he was. His father was a mortal being of the highest order of this organization addressed as Tri-Systems Universe, which Jesus addressed the Kingdom of the Heavens. Again, as I do today, address in all due respect the Tri-Systems Universe. Again, without the gods of Tri-Systems Universe, no one would ever answer our call out there. That universe goes way beyond the Z region. Commander Locke Felcher is their number one god, and he had addressed the universe from A to Z. In other words, from A in the A, this is why we address ourselves in the A region of the universe. We got the term Amen. Our Milky Way reigns in the A universe, A region of the universe. We are in orbits and orbits of galaxies, 24 million approximately, to each letter of the alphabet. So you see, there is, and beyond that Z region, they address as Gabriel's region of galaxies. There's just a stretch of vastness. They see no other galaxies. So the universe goes way, way out, and there's lots of planets out there, and there's lots of people to take care of. And our planet is just one. Other than the planet Uranus and Nephilim right now, where there is man sustaining life, as we know it, on the surface.
How did they get to the position that they're in? I mean, this stuff that you're talking about, Irina, this doesn't seem very empowering.
In what, please?
It doesn't seem very empowering. It doesn't seem like there's any reason for anyone to try to move toward. There doesn't seem to be any place to move towards if you're just going to remain mortal and die.
Well, this is it. Take it or leave it. There's nothing out there but mortality. When we die, the gods are there to make it easier for us, to pacify us, to relieve the pain if we feel pain, and not to be frightened. There would be nothing but blackness there when we expire. So they are here to guide our existence. For instance, anyone can speak to the gods. Just call and they'll answer. Hopefully that you'll hear them. There are several ways they can guide our existence, not only to psychics or any medium. In other words, if you wanted to speak to the gods, you just pray to God, or just say, will you answer me, God, and one God will answer. There are thousands of gods just based on the planet Earth and on the planet Jupiter. There are millions and millions of people up on planets who want guidance of any kind, and they will help us. They are way ahead of us in evolution. So, I mean, take it or leave it, and that's all there is mortality out there, like flowers, like trees. So here we are.
Okay, now the only thing is, of course, if a person were to observe the system on the planet Earth, we do observe that those trees grow, they have leaves that come out, the leaves fall on the ground, they die, they fertilize the soil, and more leaves are being conceived. I mean, I was always under the impression that those may be the same leaves over and over again. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that when man expires, what they taught me about the term eternal life, when man expires and goes into eternal life, it simply means evolution. And in fact, I'm glad you asked. When man expires, the sediment of man evolves into a reptile, more or less a lizard, or what we call the dinosaurs even, like Loch Ness or Champ in Lake Champlain. These are basically dinosaurs that came out of the water onto dry land and evolved into man long before the apes did here. This is why they disappeared. You don't see them anymore because they evolved already into man, and then the apes evolved into man here. But on other planets, man evolved, as I said, from the sea, from a fish to a seal to an animal, and then...
Okay, I've got to stop you now. Wait. You've got me confused now. Let me get back up. Now, you started by saying that when mankind dies, and then you started saying something that I got mixed up on. Now, what happens? We do what?
Okay. Man evolved is what they told me. The sediment of man evolves into a snake or a reptile again, and then evolves into more what we address as a salamander or a giant lizard or small or whatever size, and then evolves into man again. And this is what they call eternal life. Some reptiles evolved into birds, and even birds evolved into man. It's a repetitive cycle over and over again. This is what we mean by eternal life, and this is what Jesus meant. And when he said, if you address him respectfully or listen to his teachings, he would teach them also about eternal life in the universe. That's what he meant, about the evolution of man. There's no such thing, really, as one thing dies and another grows or evolves. It's just the ingredients are there, again, put here by an unknown creator or creators. They don't even know. So that's what we mean by eternal life.
All right, what about, is there a soul?
Excuse me. On Jupiter, man evolved the last time from lizards. Now, the lizard evolved from the sediment of man of the ninth order. This is what they tell me.
Is there a soul?
Please?
S-O-U-L, soul.
What do we mean by soul?
Is there a soul?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first question. Is there a soul? Your soul is your whole being. When you die, so does your soul. In other words, your soul, the belief that your soul leaves your body at death and goes up to heaven or an invisible realm of existence does not occur. This is a great misconstruance. When you die, your soul dies because your soul is your whole being. Soul derived from the word S-O-L, soul tent, short for soul tent, which means sun. Again, we evolve by the sun's energy everywhere in the universe that man reigneth.
I don't know. I'm not going to be judgmental about this, and normally I'm not anyway. I mean, I'm very happy to help people understand. It just seems, Irina, one that I'm having a hard time understanding something positive about this. It's like, you know, we live and then we die, and that's it. It's over. I mean, it sounds almost like existentialism, or even worse, it just sounds like what's the purpose? We're talking about the reincarnation hoax, I guess, and solved at last by Goddess Irina One. I don't mean to sound, I'm having a hard time with this. Irina, when you started to tell me something, why don't you continue with that?
Well, you keep asking the question, like so many people have approached me, well, what is the purpose of life? As I say, no one knows. To help each other or to enjoy the pleasure of each other's company. To look at the beautiful sunrise, the beautiful sunset, the beautiful starlight at night, whatever there is of nature, ordained by a mystery to enjoy, to nurture us, to look at the beautiful animals, to look at their gestures, to look at the beautiful flowers, the colors. I mean, we are very sensitive to this, and this is the way whatever created the universe wanted us to be. This is the full blast in life. This is why I'm so happy to know all this information and to know the gods and to know that this is it, because we want to live our life the finest way we can, which again, they wish to begin refining our people. They have given me this general information to deliver to my people to begin refining. Refinement comes from knowledge. I tried to explain evolution from the sea everywhere in the universe by the sun's energy. I thought I explained eternal life as man, the sediment of man evolving into a reptile or a salamander and then into man again. And the purpose of life is just to enjoy it. That's about it, as far as they know. And I can understand that very well, being an artist and looking at colors and looking at people's faces. I'm a portrait artist also. And I have painted the portraits of the gods. I will send them to you. You will be surprised that they look very much like we do. They are a combination of colors. And I hope to get them to you soon.
All right. Commander God 9 Locke Felcher. Tell me a little bit about him and what is his position.
He is their number one informer who spoke to me in my hour of meditation. He answered me and he has given me general information, and he immediately requested that I am unified with him as Goddess One, wearing his title of honor as Informer One. I am here on the outside speaking for Tri-Systems Universe. And he, again, is their number one informer. And he has told me about the A to Z regions of the universe, explained mortality, evolution. I was very well read about astrology, astronomy, religion, and unidentified objects. I have seen them several times over the Barrington River behind my home in Rhode Island. And he is their number one informer who assigned me to this mission. And I was unified with him as Informer One by Commander Tanjiro Ingwer, who is the Lord in Reign today until 2001. He came to our planet Earth in 1948, so he's very familiar with my prior existence as a singer-guitarist also. As you know, we spoke of this.
Okay, you refer to that as your prior existence, so you're basically talking about the idea of reincarnation existing. I'm just being light now about this. That you are, in a sense, now someone else. Is that correct?
No, I mean before the gods, before my mission assigned. That's, I was a singer-guitarist and a portrait and singer-goddess. And ever since I was assigned to this mission to bring them forth, Tri-Systems Universe, I just more or less, in simple terms, had to drop everything for this mission. Talk shows and typewriter and telephone. So that's the story of my life since January 1976. And I kind of like that year. That's the year the comet comes back. Haley, every 76 years there was a reason. That was to forewarn us that the kingdom of the heavens, Tri-Systems Universe, would be recognized and more or less proclaimed beginning in the year 1976. And I want to tell you now about the comet. A comet is one of their largest celestial cruise craft, more or less observant of our planet Earth. They can see through walls and woodwork and from a great distance. These comets are also traveling to the galaxies. And speaking of galaxies, the quasars and the pulsars that we see out there are nearer than we think. They are their operational stations of Tri-Systems Universe. I just thought you might want to know that about quasars and pulsars and comets.
Okay, you say that there are also bases inside the Earth, and that these particular aliens have lived inside the Earth for a million years, and they enter through tunnels beneath the ocean. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, they've given me general information, and they inform me that there are 15 bases on this planet Earth, They are based along our eastern seaboard. They are based in Scandinavia, Europe, Africa, South America, and there are 15 bases total. They have been here for 1 million years, maybe a little longer, and they are tunneled, entering and exiting in the ocean bottom is how they get in and out here, in simple terms. And they are here again to answer our call as God or guidance. The researchers basically come from outside our planet Earth. They are allowing them in. They are not to harm anyone in their manner of research. And they, again, apologize if anyone has hurt anyone in their manner of research. But they have been, they more or less are the Atlanteans. There was a theory here that there was a super race along the East Coast, and they are what we address as the super race, more or less the highest evolved number 9, that have been here for centuries. They are answering our call. There are 4 bases along this East Coast. There's one below Chicago area, Lima, Peru, Rawson, Argentina, Trondheim, Norway, Glasgow, Scotland, Marseille, France, Salerno, Italy, Jerusalem City, Chindi, Mozambique, Morocco, 15 all total. They are basically in those areas, miles deep inside our planet Earth. They are not to be feared because they are here to answer our call. As I already said, the universe is ordained by a mystery. What the religions of the world, the misconstruence is that the creator of the universe and all this beautiful scenery that we see in plants and people and animals is answering our call, and it is not so. The creator is unknown, does not answer our call. It is they who have answered our call for centuries. It's the purpose of their existence inside our planet Earth, secluded. And I hear them electronically, directly to my hearing cells. Are you there, Bruce?
I'm right here. I wanted to ask you a question. You say in one of your articles that they have flesh and bone just like we do. Can you tell us a little bit about them? Are they human appearing completely?
Absolutely. They presented their image to me, again, center forehead, telepathically, electronically, technologically. I see them proficiently. And being a portrait artist, I have portrayed them. I will send them to you and show them to you. They are flesh and bone as we are. They are mortal gods. In other words, they expire as we do and dissolve as we do. But only that they are in the 9th order of evolution, which is the highest. Not only a refined order of existence, but a change in appearance. Evolution changes. In other words, when we reach the 9th stage of evolution, we will have no ears. There will just be a tiny earlobe or no ears at all. And we should be, our features should change a little. Some of us have very deep-set eyes, and some of them have large eyes yet, but basically the ears are removed when we go into the 9th order of evolution. There is no such thing as 10 of evolution. It is number 10. When you heard me address Commander Thavius Christom, the father of Jesus Savior, he was the 10. He was the Lord at that time. Today I hear the Lord Commander Jerome Engler. He's number 10. The number 10 is only in rank, but not in evolution. Evolution just proceeds to number 9.
You say that you are unified. What exactly does the term unified mean?
Well, we don't use the term married. We are unified, more or less. I am in a celibate order. I have been more or less refraining from any intimacies with any mortal man on our planet Earth since I was ordained in January 1976, and I am unified as man and woman. We are more or less the bride and bridegroom in simple terms of Christianity that they have been awaiting for. Jesus cannot return because he was flesh and bone, just as his father was, and Jesus was removed from his tomb and proceeded on a craft and to the planet Jupiter, where he expired once again and cannot return. But he returns to us in a manner in which I speak of the kingdom of the heavens. And also, in apparition, he returned immediately after his crucifixion. Many people, and still do, see today the apparition of Jesus Savior. And that, again, is to pacify us, to comfort us. Technologically, they are presenting these apparitions to us.
Okay, some of this, is hard for me to get, but you know, I'm doing the best I can. Let me ask you some questions. You refer to different planets as different men as evolving on planets with different colors. Can you go through that for us so I can understand that?
Well, basically, they told me about evolution on the other planets other than ours in our solar system, so I will address them in order. In fact, I will send you a chart of our solar system. For instance, Mercury. Man evolved from the ape to a brown or reddish-brown color many years ago. So Mercury was the ape evolving into a brown man. Venus was the leopard, the golden leopard that we see on our planet Earth they brought us, evolving into an ivory-colored man. Our planet Earth was the black ape on the brown people, and the Asian people evolved from the dinosaurs, and a lot of Indonesian people evolved also from the apes other than Africa here. Mars, man evolved from the lion, evolving into a tan-colored people. Jupiter was the lizard, the last time they evolved from the lizard into a greenish and then the gray color. The grays do come from Jupiter. Jupiter, Saturn, man evolved from the pumas, the black and brown cats, or the Siamese cats we address. Saturn, Uranus, man evolved from the tigers, the white and yellow tigers, bringing us white and yellow tinted people. Neptune was the snow leopard or the white leopard, green-eyed and ash-colored hair, white-skinned people. Neptune, Pluto, man evolved from the white ape we address as the abominable snowman they brought here, bringing us the white people. As you see, Commandalot Felcher is very, very white skin. I will send you the portrait. And Neplicon, man evolved again from the ape the last time they evolved, from a brownish, grayish skin evolving into a brown man. So I think I've addressed the 10 planets that man evolved and the animal they evolved from the last time evolution took place.
So do we have a potpourri then of cats, lizards, and apes here on our planet here?
Yes, we do. They brought us the cats that you see. Cats dominate our solar system. I think this is thus deriving the word Catholic. I usually say cats and Catholics, here I be. That's one of my favorite animals. I have several cats here with me. But I love all animals. They brought us cats, dogs, leopards, lions, oh, you name it. The other constellations I addressed earlier in our solar system that we were correlated with, Capella Auriga. This is where the reindeer, the elk, the moose, the Angora sheep come from Capella Auriga. Vega Lyra, the big animals come from the elephants, several St. Bernard dogs, the big animals they brought here that were still evolving and going extinct on those planets. Altair, Aquila, Altair is the name of the star, several dogs come from. Zebras, giraffes, the wolverine, the dogs, the llamas come from. And Aquarius, several small dogs, Pekingese dogs. Man evolved from on those planets, that they were going extinct there. And a lot of people, you know, on every planet, man hunts the animal down. And they brought him here to live in peace and not to hunt, for instance, the deer. Several people, even here in New England, say, well, we hunt the deer because they don't have enough to eat. They'll starve to death. Well, the gods tell me, and I agree with the gods, feed the animal instead of killing it. Feed the animal. Control them if you want. Get them spayed, neutered, or whatever. But control the animal and keep them alive because they are still evolving. They're very sacred. They're number 4 in the evolution of man on the evolutionary scale.
This kind of information almost correlates with Genesis, which basically says, you know, in a way, that these particular animals did not evolve, like according to Darwinism, but were placed here. This sounds pretty close, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It says, let us create man in our image. In other words, they had been trying to refine our existence for centuries. God is man. And man on the earth will never be God, but we can evolve to number 9 in evolution, and we can refine our order of existence. And they don't want us to raise any animal for slaughter, anything from the sea to eat, to reproduce, any animal... any animal, any winged creature either. For instance, Thanksgiving, the slaughtering, of course, of the turkeys and chickens and any fowl. So they want us to basically leave all creatures alone, let them be and let them evolve, because they're still on the evolutionary scale of man. Something else I wanted to add here just slipped my mind, so if you have another question.
Okay, well, I'm just kind of going along for a moment here with the concepts that come from the Christian Bible, and I seem to find myself moving into the concept of Revelation, where I guess there's this day known as the day of where everyone kind of like gets out of the, I hate to call it this way, but I'm just saying everyone seems to come out of their grave and stand up and stand up and be counted. Does this sound like it's a probability?
No, there's no such occurrence. The resurrection simply means adherence to the kingdom of God. There's some truth in the Bible. Let us create man in our image, so that the daughters of Pharaoh and they have conceived many women of our planet Earth for several centuries, and this is how basically they created us in their image also. Jesus, now again, going back to Jesus, his father again was one of the gods of Tri-Systems universe. There is truth in scripture if you find it. And as I speak, maybe I will use some of the terminology that is still written in scripture today. But believe me, the basic message is this. When you look out at the universe, remember, way out there, as far as the region that the gods know of, is ordained by a mystery. The pattern of evolution from the sea is all by a mystery, and they are the voice of God or guidance. Whoever spoke to anyone, all prophets on this planet Earth. And as you know, I told you, there is no such occurrence as reincarnation. We live now, we live once. We dissolve like a leaf off a tree. They pacify us at death. That's all there is out there.
Okay, let's get back to the commander number 9 here, and the reason I want to do that is I want to talk about this Locke Felchard. Tell me a little bit about him. Now, how long does he live?
Their existence is basically basically the same as ours if we live and eat right. If we eat right and live, rather. Basically 120 to 130 years, maybe a little longer, maximum 140 years. This is their longevity. We have much refining to do. If we just neutronize ourselves on fruit and grain and several nuts, there are several fruits and vegetables and nuts and grains to eat to purify our containment, our blood. If we turn around and stop right now with a new beginning, this will do wonders for us. Our people have got to stop raising animals or eating anything with wings. It just poisons our systems. It does us no good. And this is why all our people, so many people are sick because of poor nutrition. So to purify a containment, we've got to begin over with fruit and grain. That's about it, and vegetables.
Now, how did Locke Felchard get to the point that he's at? In other words, is there where does he find his past? How did he come about?
Well, he's here as an informer of their kingdom.
I wasn't clear on the question. What I'm saying is, if mankind comes from, let's say, a lizard or so on and so forth, and then dies, but if mankind moves to the number 9 position, then what happens?
That's it. We stay in number 9. There are entire planets evolved into number 9 for centuries. Excuse me. Man cannot evolve any higher than number 9.
Okay, so man does not go any higher than 9. That means that Commander 10 is somehow more evolved than or higher developed than number 9?
No, I explained that earlier, if you can recall. Number 10 means rank. In other words, he's the highest, one of the highest in command. In other words, I speak to Commander Jiro Angor, who is the Lord today in reign, in command of all their operations. I speak to Commander Tut, who is a god of the 10th order. I can speak to Commander Salamar, who is a god of the 10th order, who's been here since 1906, in fact. He's one of the oldest I speak to. And I also speak to Commander Solomon of Colgon Systems, which is C-O-L-G-O-N. They have an orange and green light on their craft, the protector of the animals, who brought us the animals to our planet and to several other planets in our solar system and the others that I have addressed. And Tri-Systems Universe, the guardians of our planet Earth, and the answer to our call is God. Their colors of their craft are coral, but the very, very deep coral of red, coral, blue, silver, and gold dominant. And again, Colgon system is orange and green and gold-lighted craft. Basically, the craft that we see circling our planet Earth. Then I speak to another god, Commander Andrade, we call him. He is, his genetics, or his family, many, many years ago, come from the Andromeda Galaxy. He addresses himself as Commander Andrade only. He's a god of the Ninth Order. And I'm very happy to meet all of them. And they are basically with me, the basic 12 are always with me, the 12 gods that I have painted also.
I guess what I'm trying to ask you, and I'm not getting the answer. That could be possible, too. Incidentally, if you've just tuned in, Bruce Stephen Holmes, Timeless Voyager Radio. My guest today is the goddess Irina One, trying to solve, to me, the mystery of the Tri-Systems Universe. Why is it universe, UNIVERSED?
Because they are universe. They are universe of the universe. They are a big organization based on several planets, not only in our solar system, but several other constellations of our Milky Way galaxy. That's it. You see, the universe ordained by a mystery. There are so many suns. There are so many planets. And on these planets, there are so many people, so they've got to keep it simple and organized. One name, one way of existence, one god or voice of guidance. They have to keep it in control. Planets of people cannot just grow like wild weeds. We need guidance and dominance. They are very observant all the time of the crime on this planet. The crime now is so bad on this planet that if several people knew that they were being watched by the gods, I'm sure that it would decline somewhat. It has to.
All right, here's a question, and of course we're running out of time now, but why, if they are mortal, do they refer to themselves as gods?
Because God means guidance. They are the voice of God, or guidance to people. Planets of people I just addressed cannot grow like wild weeds. We need some kind of guidance. The moral laws, the commandments they gave us, the 12 commandments, because Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. And today I received the 12th commandment, which is, thou shall not commemorate prior to the marriage bond. In other words, no sex before marriage. It leads to several unwanted pregnancies, abortions, they wish dissolved immediately.
So these guys are pro-life.
Please?
I was making a joke. I said they are pro-life.
Absolutely.
You have about a couple minutes. What is the message?
Well, their basic message is, we are your God. We are wishing recognition. We are your kingdom come. We are Jesus Christ, Savior. We wish to come forth. We mean no harm to anyone. We are also your answer to your UFO mystery. Please stop researching. Use the funds to help those in need, including the animals. We are your God. The Santa Claus, sacred clause, presented to thee as centuried, a more earth being. And that's all I got from Commander Lot Felcher just now, because they are listening. And I told you this before we started, Bruce, that they were listening and that they speak to me and listen simultaneously as I speak to others. And the same with you today, or this morning, rather. Thank you very much for having me on. I hope we can do it again.
Thank you for the show. I really appreciate you getting in touch with me, and thank you so much for being on the show with me.
It was my pleasure, and I hope we can do it again, Bruce.
All right.